going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on into our third average hour of Draft Fest Sunday coverage. It is Sunday fun day as we recap the Saints picks in the 2020-25 class, and it's 9 selections we've been going through, and also it is official now. The Saints have put out their undrafted free agent class, which we had talked about earlier. There are no new additions to that list they put out, right, Jeff?
11 names. Yeah. We went through the ones earlier in the show. Those are all there, yep.
So we, after our first break, we're going to talk to Sam Bruckhaus, former Tulane linebacker, also works now with Sumer Sports, analytical website, as we break down the draft class. We'll get in more of this hour into kind of thoughts around the NFL since we've been talking about the Saints the first 2 hours. And just curious from what you guys saw and think right off the bat, did any people or teams, I guess you'd say, stand out in this draft as really hitting that home run for their squads?
Well, anytime you can get a first-round talent at number 59, you win the draft, in my opinion. And so, like, and the Ravens, you know, we this is what I said in the first hour. Like, how do good teams stay good?
Right.
They do the vetting on a player that's falling in the draft, feel good about it, and land a guy like Mike Green. I mean, he's a first-round pick. No question. And I think a lot of times what happens with players like that is, yes, there are some legitimate off-the-field concerns, but, you know, not necessarily, okay, we can't draft this guy. We don't feel comfortable drafting this guy because there are question marks. And when you're drafting a player, the way you describe it, you know, however you describe it, you're basically marrying that player. You don't marry someone that you're not sure about. You marry someone that you're in love with. Or maybe you marry someone for a green card, but that doesn't fit into the analogy. Anyway, so, you know, a lot of teams may have had concerns about it, so he fell and he fell and he fell and he fell. But the Ravens were a team that did all the vetting. They turned over all the rocks. They talked to the people they needed to talk to, and they felt good about it. And so they get the, you know, NCAA leader in sacks and a guy that, you know, showed up at the Senior Bowl, blew up 2 first-round offensive tackles, and then said, I'm good. I'm leaving on a high note like George Costanza. And so the Ravens, a team that traditionally is this elite defensive group, ends up with Mike Green. And I think the rest of their draft class was solid as well. So that would be mine. Like, when you that's the steal of the draft. In 2-3 years, we're going to be looking back and saying, how the heck did Mike Green get to the second round? And it'll be because, you know, it wasn't until the Ravens that the team felt comfortable with it.
Right. Guys, I'm going to go with a couple for ones that I like. And then I think this will kind of lead into the talk about Shadur. Right. The Browns draft was weird.
But Mel Kiper Jr. gave him an A+. That is they got Shadur,
baby. Of course he did.
Weird? In what way? How could you possibly?
The Browns?
You draft 2 quarterbacks. You draft 2 running backs. Like, you don't address much else.
You trade
off
of
Travis
2.
Hunter.
Yeah. You trade to not take a generational player.
Yeah. And you get it was a very strange draft.
A+, baby.
For them. But I want to actually address a couple. Unfortunately, and I guess it also kind of depends on what you think of Tet McMillan. The Panthers kind of killed it in this draft. Dan Morgan, I think, did a really, really good job. And Tet was...
They were very active.
Yeah, Tet was the first, I think, big surprise in the top 10. Like, all those players, you kind of expected... It was a gigantic smokescreen because it caught everybody. that they were going to take Jalen Walker or take a defensive lineman in the first round. Instead, they take Tet and get Bryce, the big body target with pick number 8 overall. But then they go defensive line back-to-back picks with Nick Scorton and then Princely Umanmielen, two SEC edge rushers.
I did like Etienne as well.
Etienne in the fourth round, as you were mentioning. Lathan Ransom, the safety from Ohio State, in the fourth round as well. So two fourth-round picks, two fifth-round picks. Cam Jackson, defensive tackle from Florida. And Mitchell Evans, the tight end from Notre Dame. And then sixth round, Jimmy Horn. I think that is a very good draft class, unfortunately, in the NFC South. Another one that I really liked, and this is just kind of personal, I loved at least the start of the Lions draft, getting Tyreek Williams in the first round, who is just a brick wall. And then in the second round, doubling down on just the beef and getting Tate Ratledge, the interior offensive lineman from Georgia, Isaac Tesla in the third round, Miles Frazier, who I thought could have been a fourth round pick or maybe even a third round pick. I think it was like number 86 on Mike D's big board, falls into day three and then falls all the way into the fifth round. I think they potentially got a starting guard in the fifth round. That's really good as well. But just talking about like the Dan Campbell mentality of winning up front, and you get three quality linemen and a potential high upside swing with Isaac Tesla, the wide receiver in the third round.
I'll give you one more. I thought the Seahawks had a sneaky good draft. And, you know, not a lot of people are talking about it because they didn't have, you know, they went with a guard in the first round, Greg Zabel, but I think he's the best interior lineman, can kick out to tackle. And then they probably got the best athlete in the draft, Nick Amonwori. He probably should have been a first-round pick, positional value, right? Some question marks. Best athlete in the draft, no question. They got him in the second round. And Elijah Arroyo.
That was
when
I had on my Saints wish
list. Out of Miami,
list.
Right. So, you know, like fantastic tight end out of Miami. And then Jalen Milroe, you know, like a guy that – I think in Clint Kubiak's offense can be really good, you know. And then it's just a lot of really, really intriguing options. Torrey Horton out of Colorado State, I think, is a sneaky good pick. And so, I mean, the Seahawks, team that has their quarterback, has like a developmental quarterback, builds a really, really good team, I think.
Curious to see, you know, how Clint Kubiak now fares over with the Seahawks after just 1 year here in New Orleans.
Yeah, it'll be funny if his offense finally clicks. I don't know. This might be his last shot. If he flames out there, it's going to be tough. What you'll say is this is his first chance to be an offensive coordinator on a staff that is not, you know, kind of marked for slaughter. You know, like he was the offensive coordinator on Mike Zimmer's staff, and it was like, yeah, okay, well, we'll give you this very short leash, and then if not, send you into the sun. Same thing happened. So
one last thing before we get into the Browns. I liked the Cardinals' first three picks. Yeah. I don't know too much about their day three selections. Walter Nolan in the first round. I mean, listen, if that kid hits, he's going to be a terror on the interior defensive line for years to come. He needs to be in the kind of right frame of mind, is kind of what Mike and I were talking about with him. But he's got all the talent in the world to be a legit NFL stud for a long time.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Second round, you get one of the best value picks in the entire draft. If he's healthy, Will Johnson at pick 47.
Yep.
I mean, unbelievable that he fell out of the first round and he fell into the middle of the second round. The Cardinals, you could have told me that entering the draft, Will Johnson was their first-round pick. I would have believed you. They got him in the second round and got Walter Nolan. And then they got Jordan Burch, an edge rusher that we talked with Pete Jenkins about. Pete worked with them. He's a South Carolina guy. They got him in the third round. I love those first three picks for the Cardinals for their defense. I think they definitely bolstered that. And now let's dive into...
Wait. One more. Can I give you one more?
Okay, go ahead.
Like, super value draft, the Giants.
The Giants did what they were supposed to. It felt
like. I mean,
with Abdul Carter specifically.
Yeah, so Abdul Carter, that's the right pick. I think they were trying to get a trade, but that's the right pick. I think he's the best. You know, you can say him or Travis Hunter. You know, some people had Abdul at the top. Some people had Travis Hunter at the top. You know, elite edge rusher.
Yeah.
Then they still get their quarterback in Jackson Dart. They trade in. They don't give up a ton.
Yeah, two third round picks.
Darius Alexander out of Toledo. Pick. I could come or take or leave that. But
he's
then
an NFL ready. He's an NFL ready defensive tackle. He's an older prospect. I think he's like 25, 26.
Oh, so old.
But then, I mean, he's a guy that like, and I think he was at the Senior Bowl, huh, Jeff? Darius Alexander?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was one of those guys that really made a lot of money in the pre-draft process that, you know, someone kind of from a smaller school but just went and terrorized offensive linemen at the pre-draft process events. Yeah, I got there. Yeah, I like that pick too.
But then Cam Scadaboo, fourth round.
Sadly love that pick for the Giants. Yeah,
and they needed a running back. They got a running back. And then Marcus Embo, who I think was one of the top interior linemen.
It's Bo.
Embo, yeah, right. You know, so, I mean, like, you got, like, I don't know, that's what, five starters? That's a pretty good haul.
Nice pieces, yeah. Right.
No, it's a good draft for Joe Shane.
I'll throw one in, too, for me. I like the New England Patriots. I thought they did a lot around to help Drake May beef up that offense for them. Will Campbell, LSU guy, their fourth overall pick. Trayvon Henderson, the running back out of Ohio State in the second round, and their two third-round picks. Wide receiver Kyle Williams from Washington State, and then the Georgia center, Jared Wilson there. Like, the focus to surround Drake May with to have success as much as possible, because what we saw from him, he definitely looks like a star rising.
And Trevion Henderson, as much of a home run play waiting to happen as he is when he has the ball in his hands, he's one of the better pass protecting running backs in this class.
Yeah.
He's an instant three down back and someone that, you know, if you try to blitz Drake May, he's going to take your head off. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Patriots had a good draft.
Jeff, looking at your question, I know it was about the second round and quarterbacks where the Saints ended up taking theirs and Louisville's Tyler Shuck.
I'm sorry, I was going through. Can you ask that question again?
Your question was about the second round and quarterbacks. And the Saints had taken theirs, obviously, in round two this year, being Tyler Shuck. The only time they've taken a quarterback in team history in round two.
Yeah, so, you know, I did want to go through, like, the whole list of second round picks. We have time for that?
Yeah, we could do this.
All right, so give me thumbs up, thumbs down. So Tyler Shuck, pick 40. None in 2024. In 2023, Will Levis, which...
Thumbs down.
Yeah, I mean, still got time. You're talking about year three.
We should have known when I'm putting mayonnaise in coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, eating bananas with the peel on, stuff like that. You know? 2021, Kyle Trask.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. He was a 64th pick, so pretty late in the second round. Jalen Hurts of the Eagles.
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
he's been to two Super Bowls, got a ring already, right.
I think he's pretty good. Drew Locke of Broncos in 2019.
Boo. Thumbs down.
2018, there were none. DeSean Kizer to the Browns in 2017.
That's the Browns, so thumbs down.
Christian Hackenberg to the Jets in 2016.
Boy. Oh, my goodness. Thumbs
terrible.
Down.
Now, this is an interesting one. 2014, Derek Carr to the Raiders. The funny thing, it's like people are going to want to say thumbs down.
The famous YouTuber?
The famous YouTuber, Derek Carr.
Homegrown network.
A homegrown network. People are going to want to say Derek Carr, but like we're talking about a second-round pick. Derek Carr's career is a highly successful second-round pick. So, you know.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I mean, like we don't like Derek Carr right now, but like if you're talking about total career second-round pick, when you think of like, oh, Christian Hackenberg, DeSean Kizer, okay, yeah. Thumbs up. Jimmy Garoppolo is an interesting one. Because second round pick, he was a 62nd pick, went to the Patriots. Yeah. He started a couple games in the year that Tom Brady got suspended. Patriots ended up trading him to the 49ers, ended up going to the Raiders. You know, so a couple Raiders quarterbacks there. He was kind of right in the middle.
Right.
Brock Osweiler in 2012.
Wow. Thumbs down. Man.
And then a couple others. Really interesting in 2011. Andy Dalton at 35.
Thumbs up.
I got to give a thumbs up for Andy Mann.
Absolutely. Oh, you're going to give Andy a thumbs up? You're not going to give Derek a thumbs up? They had the exact same career. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick to the 49ers in 36. He went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, right there. I think he's in the middle. And here's the thing, like, because we're comparing him to Jimmy Clausen in 2010, the guy who Mel Kiper said he was going to retire if he wasn't any good.
You're making me feel bad now, Jeff, with this history of second-round quarterbacks.
That's what I mean. It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss. That's my point.
There's been a lot of misses. Right.
Well, right, but it's hit or miss. It's probably 50-50. That's
where's the good 50? Let's come on.
What are you talking about?
Like,
I know Jalen Hurts so far is the only one I've really liked.
Jalen Hurts. And okay, Andy again, Derek Carr's career, he's played 10 years. He's like 20th all time in passing yards.
We're like 3.5.
Andy Dalton, again. So you're talking about, and I'm not saying, yeah, there's better ones. There's better ones.
I know, okay. I've been waiting for the big one.
2008, Brian Jalen Brom and Chad Henne. No. 2007, Kevin Cobb, John Beck, Drew Stanton.
Dear
no.
Lord.
2006, this Kellen Clemens and Tavares Jackson.
You're not making goodness. Me feel good here, Nowak.
Now, you went 4 years without a single one. 2005, 2004, 2003, 2002, zero. 2001, Drew Brees.
There you go.
He was pretty good. The light and the shine
but
shines down
the
from the
heavens.
The
caveat with Drew Brees is that he was the 31st overall pick. If it happened today, he would have been a first round pick. Yeah. Then Quincy Carter to the Cowboys. Marcus Tuiasosopo. So, I mean, like.
Good pronunciation, sir.
Thank you. He went to the Raiders. So, I mean, like, yeah, that's the thing. That's why taking a quarterback in the second round is it's a sketchy proposition. But, you know, there are some long-term quality quarterbacks on that list. There are some guys you're like, wow, I forgot about them. There are some guys that started games. Jimmy Garoppolo weren't great. There were some guys who got decent contracts. So, I mean, that's where you are. You're talking about a kind of a 50-50 proposition.
We're going to take a break here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed one.
Okay, go ahead.
Geno
me.
Smith.
Okay.
Geno's all right. I'll give him a thumbs
like
up on that one.
That's the sixth good name in the last 20 years.
At least we ended on
well, there's
note,
like
20
names on here. 10 of them probably had long-term careers.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.